We have a lot of stuff, and my goal is to get as much of that online as possible, because I am firmly convinced, and I've said this everywhere, for most people now, especially your generation, if it's not online, it doesn't exist. And the Wikipedia thing just is, you know, for me, it's an extraordinary, extraordinary opportunity for the National Archives to get their content out there, to share it with the world. And I am so proud that we are one of the few institutions in the world who has our own Wikipedian in residence. Dominic, in the short time that he has been here, has done an incredible job internally in terms of educating all of us about the potential, but also in demonstrating the power of Wikipedia. Somehow, I didn't bring it up, but somehow the conversation got around to Wikipedia. And to a person, they were trashing Wikipedia as the most evil thing that's ever been created. They won't let their students use it in the classroom. And I'm like, whoa, here. This is the best thing that you can put into your students' hands. This is a great opportunity for them to learn about how we're going to communicate in the future, how they can contribute to sharing information. So this is an ongoing fight. I know you've probably encountered it yourselves in your own lives, but this is, we're all on a mission here.
To give the Wikimedia Party line on that, we wanted it as high resolution as possible. We don't know what kind of display devices will be available in the future, and we want this to be able to last, you know, a real long time.
David, this is what I hear more and more, that the expectations, it used to be the access copy didn't have to be, you know, 300 dpi, it didn't have to be that high resolution. And now, that as people want to be able to zoom and mash it up, and more I hear it, the highest resolution possible online, which takes a lot of storage, and you know, but that's what we're going to.
Yeah, I was actually curious, but I think it probably ties into the agency transformation. How do you approach sort of cultural change?
My two cents on this is all of these large cultural institutions have a huge problem in dealing with change. Okay, so the way most of them have treated technology is that it's someone else's responsibility. This group of people over there is responsible for it, but don't bother me. You know, let me do my work. And the trick is to make it core. It is the way we do our business now.